obnoxious, not, you know.
Has sees back to his original form. Cool.
Yep. Yep.
Cool, 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 cool.
So what album did we listen to this week?
Oh, is that what we did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then this is a short episode. We should jump right into it. Why are we dilly-dallying?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. We listened to Graceland by Paul Simon.
Graceland.
That's what we listened to?
We did.
Okay. Perfect.
I thought
track number one.
Yeah, oh. Start tracking. I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Get in. No, the conversation happens in between the tracks. That way we can move this thing along.
Let's go to the, yeah, the song, The Boy in the Bubble.
Welcome back, listeners. Let's get this shit over with.
It was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert and curled into the circle of blue. And the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry.
All right. So, the reason I assigned this album to Bill is because I just, at this point, picking albums, I just am going, I'm typing in Google, album, the best albums ever made, right?
Okay.
And I look at the top like 100 or so, and they change sometimes, but mostly, you know, and this is always in the top, well, 50, 20, sometimes 10. I've listened to it like before, it's been a while. Paul Simon is like, he's pretty Paul Simon for me, but I thought Bill being a Dave Matthews head, this seems like it could happen. This seems like it could be in his bubble, like the boy of this song.
So listening to this first album, I was reminded of the most, well, the concert that I'm most embarrassed to explain to people that I went to.
And is Dave Matthews?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I happily have gone to that one a couple times. No, but it was the Weird Al totally ill-advised vanity tour where it was no parodies and only his original music.
Okay.
And the like intro with the accordion solo here really like brought back memories hard of that concert.
You were embarrassed about that because that's awesome.
No, I liked the concert. It's embarrassing to try to explain to other people what that concert was.
Okay, got it. I just like
the
deep
tracks. Weird Al not doing anything that people that know Weird Al for doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's move on.
Track number two, Graceland.
I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland.
So after listening to this one, It's funny you brought up what you did on the beginning track there, Rick, because I was like, how can Rick like this and think it's a great album and complain that Dave Matthews is a talk singer?
Like, I don't complain about like his talk singing.
Like, this guy is just like saying stuff to music.
Yeah, no, he's a talk singer for sure. I don't dislike talk singers. It just, when somebody talks about everybody else in the world having a dumb voice and then talks about how much they love that guy from, you know, the Dave Matthews guy.
You're the one who always brings up Dave Matthews.
Because you don't have any other touchstones that I can bring up.
It's the only connective thread.
Okay.
All right. So let's go on to the next one. Well, did you like that song?
Let's keep going.
Okay, fine.
Track number three, I Know What I Know.
I know what I know. I'll sing what I've said.
what I know.
Do you know that also what's interesting about this to me, when I didn't put this together until 34 seconds ago, the whole Dave Matthews thing, he's from South Africa, right?
Dave Matthews?
Yeah. Where's he from?
I think he's in Green Lake.
But where's he born?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Because, you know, this album, like Paul Simon was like in a weird thing and he started being into a bunch of South African music. And he went to Africa to record some of the stuff because he was into some, like, I forgot what kind of music it is in South Africa. But that's why you hear the people in the background, right? That it's
we're going to get into that in the various songs. Like, the background singers in this one are all over the place.
Paul Simon was born October 13th, 1941 in Newark, New Jersey to Hungarian Jewish parents.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But like I asked, where was Dave Matthews born?
Oh, right.
Oh, I forgot about this old chestnut.
He was born in Johannesburg.
Thank you. Oh, and I'm the asshole.
I'm not Jamie. I'm sorry.
Those can both be true.
So interesting, right? That he's from this place, and that speaks to a little bit to what he sounds like and why this album kind of
you're saying
me
that,
of
that the South African music culture heavily influences talk singers.
Possibly.
Okay.
All right. Good idea. On to the next.
Track 4, Gumboots, featuring the Boyo Boys. Boyo Yo Boys.
I was walking down the street when I thought I heard this voice say, ain't we walking down the same street together on the very same day? I said, hey, senorita, that's a stoot, I said. Why don't we get together and call ourselves an institute? You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could.
You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you.
Okay, pretty false. I don't know the term, but you know when Dave Matthews does this too? This is not a Dave Matthews podcast.
Apparently.
When he's playing guitar, it's not that do they call that when they're muting? Like, there's a lot of like stopping.
Yeah.
Is that what that
palm
is?
It's a palm mute.
Yeah. And that's what Dave does a lot. And that's what he's doing here. So maybe that's just a whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah. Bill, maybe you start liking South African music.
Maybe I already do.
We're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah. You know how I told you, like, somehow, like, I've never heard of any of these albums or musicians or anything, right?
Sure. Anything ever at all.
And yet, every time we do one of these, I know one of the songs.
Yeah, but we're not there yet.
Right. So, yeah, this one's fine. It's interesting. Is Paul Simon the Simon in Simon and Garfunkel?
Yes, he is.
Okay. He's so, like, this is his later stuff after he went solo.
Yes. Yeah, they broke up. And so I think that the story goes with this also is that actually it's either this album or the album before, they had recorded like it together. Then they were like fighting and Paul didn't want to do anything. He's just like, nah, screw this. And they broke up. Then he re-recorded everything on his own. And released this album. Like, this was his like comeback album. This was a big, big album.
Okay.
You know, when we talked before about listening to a band and then diving in to see if you like other bands, maybe that last song will make you want to listen to the Boyo Yo Boys.
Not particularly.
No. Okay.
No, sure. No. But let's go to the next track because this is about to get interesting.
Well, okay.
Track 5, Diamonds on the Shoulder.
People say I'm crazy, I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Thank you.
So this is the one song I know from this album.
So what's funny
from
about
like,
it?
Jungle Book or something, right?
No. Here's what's funny about that. I heard this song and I was like, I know this song. I didn't know it was connected to Paul Simon, but I knew that it was sung by Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Right.
Who I have listened to because they were on Sesame Street and they sing my favorite version of the ABCs with Kermit the Frog.
So they covered this song on Sesame Street?
They sang the ABCs with Kermit the Frog and they sang this song. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that's them on this track.
Well, they're on a song later on this album.
Right. I saw that as we went through it, but I think that's also them doing the like chanting at the beginning in the first third of this song. It's obviously not Paul Simon.
Right. Right.
They feature the guest solo vocals the guest vocals of Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Are on Diamond Soul of the Soles of Her Shoes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So they are credit on that.
Funny about this is if you had to sit down and say, what song would Bill know on this album? It was either that one or this next one. So let's hear it.
Okay.
Track number 6, You Can Call Me Hallelujah If You'll Be My Bodyguard.
Yeah, no, I have not heard this one.
Well, and so okay. I go back.
Okay.
I like this starting to affect Ryan now, too. You know, I go back and I think, obviously, Bill knows this one because it's like, that's a huge song. But the reason that song is huge is like a couple of reasons, right? The main one is the music video, I think.
Yeah.
Which Bill definitely also didn't watch or do. The video was starring Chevy Chase, who Bill hates anyway. There's not a lot of reasons I guess he'd be into this song.
Yeah, and this one's like super talky.
Right.
But you know what I do? What I have enjoyed about all these tracks so far is that they are storytelling songs. They're interesting. He plays with words and has a fun kind of relationship with words. And they aren't just all like, I don't like an album that's just all dumb love songs. And I also like that I can understand most of what he's saying. This song doesn't make any sense, but at least I know that it doesn't make sense.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
Like the hot take that Paul Simon could write a good song. Track number 7, Under African Skies. And he walked his days under African skies. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out. These are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Starting to get a little Paul Simon-y on top of Paul Simon-y for me.
I don't even know what that means.
It's just very identifiable from afar. You can see him coming a mile away.
This song has
man walking down the street,
the most generic feel to it, right?
Right.
Like it was just like some guitar and some drums. Let's go. Right.
Yeah.
It feels like this song was put together by Sebastian the Crab, where he's like percussion words.
Can you imagine like I it'd be fine. It would go fine. I bet there's footage out there somewhere. Bill, do you know what Paul Simon looks like?
He's the like short, really short, bald guy. He kind of looks like Teller from Penn and Teller, right?
Yeah. I don't think he's bald per se.
Okay.
But maybe a little bit. I mean, you've probably seen him on SNL.
Right.
In your
something
life.
Something like that. Yeah.
You know, because he's in the Five Timers Club or whatever. He's also Lorne Michaels' buddy. But I just think about this album. Can you imagine him hanging out in South Africa with Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and just like what it must look like for him to be like.
If you had said, can you imagine him in Africa?
What
I would have had a harder time than
right,
you
than
say
South Africa.
South Africa.
Right. But that's why I specifically said like Ladysmith Black Mambazo and right. that kind of because right. it's yeah, yeah. yeah. No, yeah, it's a different Africa. We all know that because of Lethal Weapon.
Okay. Track number 8, Homeless, featuring Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Many dead tonight it could be.
Storm wind, many dead tonight it could be. Homeless, 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 moonlight sleeping on a midnight bed. Homeless, 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 moonlight sleeping on a midnight bed.
I think it's
very
pretty
moving.
I think it's pretty ballsy. It's pretty ballsy of Paul Simon to make an album like this. What year did this come out?
This came out in 1986.
You know, that was right around the time. I'm halfway through right now. Have you guys watched the documentary about We Are the World?
Oh, no, yeah, I want to watch that.
It's pretty fun. But it's this is about the same time. So I guess, I mean, Africa was like on some of Africa was on people's minds at the time. But
well, yeah, because the apartheid in South Africa.
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela.
Well, and yeah, and famine and food. I mean, all that stuff. Right. But then people.
AIDS.
Yeah. People coming. Was that a drop? That was a drop. He didn't just yell it.
It's going to be.
Bill has Tourette's.
AIDS.
I just think that for Paul Simon to be like, hey, there's a lot of this, like, nobody in pop culture listens to this kind of music in 1986.
Right.
You know?
It's the ultimate, like, roots move, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want to go to the roots? We're going to go way down to the roots.
Which could be also seen as real fake and gimmicky, too.
True, yeah.
And like, I don't know enough about him to know, like, how authentic this all is. I haven't got into it.
Skimming the wiki, it really doesn't seem like they kind of go into it.
So an album I have listened to is Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Friends, which actually has on it Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes and Homeless.
Okay.
With Paul Simon or by themselves?
Paul Simon is on the... It's interesting because they say Ladysmith Black Mambazo Bazo featuring Paul Simon on those tracks, right? So
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along, track number 9, Crazy Love Volume 2.
I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your love. I don't want no part of this crazy love. I don't want no part of your
At this point on a Paul Simon album, I am done. Paul Simoned out. I would listen to like a Paul Simon's greatest hits, but it would take me a week to listen to it all. I would never listen to it one sitting. I'm just
you'd want to mix it in with all your other playlist.
Yeah, it's just like I like Simon Garfunkel too, but there's it's just a lot. It's a lot. It's like listening to this podcast, probably. Right? Like I've had
it'd be
plenty.
Like it'd be like if you had a weekend full of yard work and you like chain listened to 30 episodes of this podcast in a row.
Right. Like you might go crazy.
Yeah. It might affect your ability to enjoy human existence.
Right. Uh-huh. If you ever did before.
Yeah.
You know who you are. Track number 10, that was your mother.
Your mother.
And we're back to the accordion.
Well, that was your mother. That was your father. Before you was born, dude, when life was great. You are the burden of my generation. I sure do love you. Let's get that straight. Well, I'm standing on a corner of Lafayette.
across the street from the public, heading down to the Lone Star Cafe. Maybe get a little conversation.
Drink I was just gonna say, this is Zydeco. This is Cajun music. It's featuring the Good Rockin' Doopsie and the Twisters.
Yeah, I tried to look up the
good.
I looked up the Good Rockin' Doopsie, and that's not even like a thing. I don't know what that is. Let's go to the next one while you find out what the Doopsie is, because I think that's Deedly Tweedly Dee and the Bling Blongs covering
the Doopsie. I had the drops. Track number 11, All Around the World, or The Myth of Fingerprints.
Over the mountain, down in the valley, lives the former talk show host. Far and wide, his name was known. He said there's no doubt about it. It was the myth of fingerprints. That's why we must learn to live alone.
I think if I had more of this in my life on this album, I would be able to listen to it for longer. Because I think this is a good palate cleanser at the end.
Paul Simon plays instruments.
Plays a guitar. I don't know what else he does.
He's not a drummer.
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
Because these songs kind of reminded me of like Phil Collins in a way. Like they're all like drum lead, drum intro, drum heavy. And you guys told me he was a drummer.
Well, and it's also just that time, it's the era too, right? Of that kind of music.
Yeah.
So.
We got less than a minute. What do you want to do?
I give this a 66. I liked it. See you guys later.
Okay.
No, it was good. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Okay. Well, we can finish. Well, let's see what happens. Let's cut out for a minute. So you liked it. 66. I don't know where that falls on the list, but yeah, that's pretty decent. I thought
next time
gonna hate it, but I guess not.
Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We're on Twitter at Miseducation of Bill. And please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcasts. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at woatw.com.
Next time we do an album podcast, we'll tell you where it falls on there. But for now, that's the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah. Got this shit done. You still recording?